Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Chet. This perek completes the procedure for determining the structure of any calendar year. We know from the last perek how to find the day of the week on which Rosh Hashanah falls at the beginning of this year and at the beginning of next year. We also know, based on the number of this year within a 19-year cycle, whether the year is a Shana Pshuta or a Shana Meuberet. Our perek explains how to use this information to determine the number of days in each month of the year. Before getting to this, though, the Rambam begins the perek with some points about the month in general in the fixed calendar, its length, and when we observe Rosh Chodesh. Halacha Aleph. Chodsha Shelevana, Tisha ve'esrim yom u'mechetza v'chalakim, kamo shebi'arnu. V'yef shar lomar sh'rosh ha'chodesh yeh b'miktzat ha'yom, ad sh'yeh miktzat ha'yom mi'chodesh sh'avar u'miktzato mi'aba, sh'ne'mar ad chodesh yamim. Mipi ha'shmua lamdu, sh'yamim ata mechashev l'chodesh, v'yata mechashev sh'ot. Lefichach osin chodshei ha'levana, mehem chodesh chaser, tisha ve'esrim yom bilvad, v'af al pi sh'chodsha shelevana yater al zeh b'sh'ot, וחודש מלא מ-30 יום, ואף על פי שחודשה של לבנה פחות מזה בשעות, כדי שלא לחשב שעות בחודש אלא ימים שלמים. We learned in Prakim Aleph through Gimel that at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh performed by Beit Din, every month is either 29 or 30 days, depending on whether Edim arrive in time to testify that they saw the new moon. But when the calendar is determined based on Cheshbon, we may ask, can the month be 29 full days and some fraction of the 30th day, corresponding to, or at least better approximating, the exact length of the lunar month, 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim? Chazal learned from the pasuk in Parshat Balotcha of Ad Chodesh Yamim, until a month of days has passed, that a month must consist of a whole number of days, with no additional hours. Therefore, even in the calendar based on Cheshbon, the month must be either 29 or 30 days long, sometimes a few hours more than the length of a lunar month, and sometimes a few hours less, but always a whole number of days. Recall that a 29-day month is called Chaser, and a 30-day month is called Mala. Halacha Gimel. Ilu haya chodsha shelevana tisha ve'esrim u'mechetza bilvad, hayu kol ha'shanim chodesh malei v'chodesh chaser, v'hayu yemei shnat ha'levana shlosh meot arba'a v'chamishim, shisha chodeshim chaserim v'shisha meleim. Aval mipnei ha'chalakim shiyesh b'chol chodesh v'chodesh, yater ha'chatzi ha'yom, yitkabetz mehen sha'ot v'yamim, ad shiyu b'miktzat ha'shanim chodeshim chaserim yater al ha'meleim, uv'miktzat ha'shanim chodeshim meleim yater al ha'chaserim. If the lunar month were exactly 29 and a half days, then we could simply alternate between chaser months and malei months. This would make every Shana Pshuta exactly 354 days. That's 6 times 29 plus 6 times 30. But because the lunar month is a little longer than 29 and a half days, as we saw in Perek Vav, this system will not work. And there need to be years in which there are more Malei months than Chaser months, so that the average length of a month comes out to the length of a lunar month. This in turn makes it necessary that in some years, the reverse happens. There are more Chaser months than Malei months. Later in the Perek, we'll see exactly how to determine which of these three possibilities, equal numbers of Chaser and Malei months, more Malei than Chaser months, or more Chaser than Malei months, holds true in any given year. Halacha Dalet. Yom Shloshim Leolam Osinoto Rosh Chodesh Becheshbon Ze. Im Haya Chodesh Avar Chaser, Ye Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Haba. Vim Haya Chodesh Avar Malei, Ye Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh, Ho Ilu Miktzato Rosh Chodesh. Via Tashnua Chodesh Hamalei Shavar. Via Yom Echadu Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Haba. Umimenu Hu Aminyan. Vuhu Yom Hakvia. ולפיכך עושים ראשי חודשים בחשבון זה, חודש אחד יום אחד בלבד, וחודש אחד שני ימים. This halacha mentions a point of divergence between the system of Kiddush HaChodesh and the system of Cheshbon. In Kiddush HaChodesh, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh only if the previous month is Chaser. If the month is Malei, then day 30 is a regular day, and only the next day is Rosh Chodesh. But in the calendar based on Cheshbon, day 30 is always Rosh Chodesh. Even if the month is Malei, Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, day 30 of the last month, and day 1 of the new month. Why? The Rambam gives an interesting reason. Ho'ilu miktzato Rosh Chodesh, because part of it really is Rosh Chodesh, meaning the only reason the month is a full 30 days, longer than a lunar month, is because a month must be a whole number of days. But we recognize that the lunar cycle, which began last Rosh Chodesh, ends in the middle of the 30th day, and therefore we observe that day as Rosh Chodesh, even though it isn't the first day of a month. Halacha hei. Seder ha-chodashim ha-mele'im ha-chasirim lafi cheshbon ze kachu. Tishrei la'olam malei. V'chodesh tevet olam chaser. Umi tevet va'ilach echad malei v'echad chaser ala seder. Ketzad. Tevet chaser shivat malei. Adar chaser nisan malei. Iyar chaser sivan malei. Tamuz chaser av malei elul chaser. Uvashana ha-meuberet adar rishon malei v'adar shani chaser. We now arrive at the determination of the exact length of each month of the year. It turns out that the variation between years is very limited. 10 of the 12 months in a Shana Pshuta and 11 of the 13 months in a Shana Meuberet have a fixed number of days. Tishrei is always Mali. Tevet is always Chaser. And from Tevet onward, the months of a Shana Pshuta alternate. Shvat is Mali, Adar is Chaser, etc. until Elul, which is Chaser. In a Shana Meuberet, the first Adar is always Mali, and the second is Chaser. Halacha Vav. Nisharu shnei chodashim shein mar cheshvan v'chislev, pamim yu shnehem mele'im, ufamim yu shnehem chaserim, ufamim ye mar cheshvan chaser v'chislev malei. V'shana shiyu ba shnei chodashim elu mele'im, hi shnikru'u chodasheha shleimim. V'shana shiyu ba shnei chodashim elu chaserim, nikru'u chodasheha chaserim. V'shana shiyu ba mar cheshvan chaser v'chislev malei, nikru'u chodasheha kisidran. That leaves only 2 months of variable length, Mar Cheshvan and Kislev. There are three possibilities. These can follow the alternating pattern of the other months, meaning that Mar Cheshvan is Chaser and Kislev is Malei. This type of year is called Kisidra. If both months are Chaser, then the year is called Chasera, and if both are Malei, then the year is called Shalema. Halacha Zayin explains how to determine if a given Shana Pshuta is Chasera, Kisidra, or Shlema. And then Halacha Chet does the same for a Shana Meuberet. Derech Yediat HaShana im Chodashe HaShlemim o Chasirim o Kisidran, lefi cheshvon ze, kachu. Teida tchila yom shnikba bo Rosh HaShana shetirtze leida sidur chodasheha, kmo shebiarnu perek shvii. Veteida yom shikava bo Rosh HaShana shela achareha. ותחשב מניין הימים שביניהם, חוץ מיום הקביעה של זו ושל זו. אם תמצא ביניהן שני ימים, יהיו חודשי השנה חסרים. ואם תמצא ביניהם שלושה ימים, יהיו כסדרן. ואם תמצא ביניהן ארבעה, יהיו שלמים.
If the months of a Shana Pshuta alternate between Chaser and Malei, then the year has 354 days. So this is the length of a Shana Pshuta Kesidra, meaning that a year which is Chasera has 353 days, and a year which is Shlema has 355 days. These lengths come out to 50 full weeks, plus either 3, 4, or 5 days. Which is the correct choice for any given year? Just look at which day of the week Rosh Hashanah comes out that year, and which day comes out the following year, using the tools of Herek Zayin. Rosh Hashanah of the second year will always be either 3, 4, or 5 days later in the week than Rosh Hashanah of the first year. Why? Recall from Perek Vav that the residue of a Shana Pshuta, that is, the remaining amount of time after all the full weeks, is 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim, just a little over 4 full days. Allowing for a Dechia of Rosh Hashanah at either end, there should still be between 3 and 5 days of the week from the first Rosh Hashanah to the next. We saw in the last perek one exceptional case, where the gap would be 6 days, but the third Dechia of Gatrad gets us out of the situation. So now we know how to determine the type of a Shana Pshuta. If Rosh Hashanah of the following year is 3 days later, or in the Rambam's words, if there are 2 days between Rosh Hashanah of this year and Rosh Hashanah of next year, then the year is Chasera. If Rosh Hashanah next year is 4 days later, then the year is Kisidra. And if it is 5 days later, then the year is Shalema. Halacha Tet illustrates with an example. If Rosh Hashanah this year, a Shana Pshuta, is a Thursday, and Rosh Hashanah next year is a Monday, that's 4 days later in the week, then the year must be Kesidra. If Rosh Hashanah next year is a Tuesday, then the year is Shlema. Note that the year cannot be Chasera, because this would require Rosh Hashanah to come out next year on Sunday, an impossibility due to Lo Adu Rosh. An example of a situation in which a Shana Pshuta is Chasera is when Rosh Hashanah comes out that year on Shabbat and the following year on Tuesday, 3 days later. Halacha Chet. B'mei Devarim Amurim, b'shaita shana shetirtze leida sidur chodashea pshuta, aval im hayta meuberet, im timtza ben yom kviyata uven yom kviyat shana shelachareha arba'a yamim, yu chodshei ota shana hameuberet chaserim, v'im timtza beinehen chamisha yamim, yu kesidran. What about in a Shana Meuberet? Adar Rishon always has 30 days. If aside from that, all the months have the same lengths as in a Shana Pshuta Kesidra, then the year has 384 days, and this is a Shana Meuberet Kesidra. This means that a year which is Chasera has 383 days, and a year which is Shlema has 385 days. These lengths come out to 54 full weeks, plus 5 or 6 days for a Shana Chasera and Shana Kesidra, respectively, and exactly 55 weeks for a Shana Shlema. As before, in order to determine the type of a given year, we look at the day of the week of Rosh Hashanah that year and the following one. Since the residue of a Shana Meuberet is 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 chalakim, just short of 6 days, even after allowing for a dechia at one end, Rosh Hashanah of the second year will always be either 5, 6, or 7 days later in the week than Rosh Hashanah of the first year. The last possibility of 7 days, of course, just means that Rosh Hashanah on both years comes out on the same day of the week. We saw in the last parak one exceptional case where the gap would be only 4 days, but the fourth dechia of Bet Tet Vav Takpat gets us out of that situation. So now we know how to determine the type of a Shana Meuberet. If Rosh Hashanah of the following year is 5 days later, or in the Rambam's words, if there are 4 days between Rosh Hashanah of this year and Rosh Hashanah of next year, then the year is Chasera. If 6 days later, the year is Kesidra. And if Rosh Hashanah is on the same day of the week both years, then the Shana Meuberet is Shlema. Recall the major dispute between Rav Sadia Gaon and Ben Meir, which erupted during the 10th century. We saw in our shir on the last perek that they disagreed about whether the dechia of Gatrad applied in the year Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Gimel, starting in late 922. Rav Sadia Gaon believed it did, so Rosh Hashanah of that year would start on a Thursday, while for Ben Meir it did not, so Rosh Hashanah of that year would start on Tuesday. The previous year, Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Bet, was a Shana Meuberet, in which the Molad Tishrei occurred on Wednesday, and so all agreed that Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday. So what type of year would Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Bet be? For Rav Sadia Gaon, since Rosh Hashanah starts on Thursday in both years, Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Bet needs to be a Shana Shlema, both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev 30 days long. But for Ben Meir, Rosh Hashanah starts on Tuesday the following year, 5 days in the week after Thursday when Rosh Hashanah starts this year. Therefore, Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Bet needs to be a Shana Chasera, both Mar Cheshvan and Kislev only 29 days long. As Nisan follows Mar Cheshvan and Kislev in the year, this means that Pesach came out 2 days later in the year Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Bet for Rav Sadia Gaon than it did for Ben Meir, Tuesday rather than Sunday, as the dates worked out. Historical records indicate that Pesach was actually observed on different days that year, in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, the former following the calendar of the Gaonim, and the latter following the instructions of Ben Meir. There followed a furious and acrimonious exchange of letters between leading Gaonim and Ben Meir, in which the Gaonim urged Ben Meir to defer to their tradition, and he insisted that as a Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, he and his colleagues had exclusive authority in matters of Kiddush HaChodesh. Even though his claim about the dominance of Eretz Yisrael has merit, as we saw in Perek Hay, the Gaonim ultimately won this battle, and the rules codified by the Rambam, who lived 2 centuries after these events transpired, follow their tradition of determining the calendar. The Rambam ends the Perek in Halacha Yud with several details which we may conclude about a year just by knowing when Rosh Hashanah begins. If Rosh Hashanah begins on Tuesday, the year must be Kesidra. Why? If the year is Pshuta, then looking ahead 3, 4, or 5 days in the week brings us to Friday, Shabbat, and Sunday. But since Rosh Hashanah of next year cannot begin on Friday or Sunday, the year must be Kesidra. It isn't as obvious that this is true even a Shana Muberet, but it works out there too, that whenever Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, the year must be Kesidra. In contrast, whenever Rosh Hashanah starts on Shabbat or on Monday, the year can never be Kesidra. A quick check reveals that this would lead to Rosh Hashanah the following year starting on one of the problematic days of Aleph Dalet Vav. If Rosh Hashanah starts on a Thursday in a Shana Pshuta, then the year cannot be Chasera. That's an example that we saw earlier. And if in a Shana Muberet, then the year cannot be Kesidra. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tur a helpful mnemonic device to help remember the days of the week when different holidays begin. Because there is no variation in the lengths of the months from Adar Sheni through Tishrei, we can determine the timing of all holidays except Hanukkah just by knowing when Pesach begins. The first day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. The acronym for this is AT, Aleph Tuf, linking the first and last letters of the alphabet. The second day of Pesach is the same day of the week as Shavuot, exactly 7 weeks later. The acronym is Bash, Bet and Shin, the second and second to last letters of the alphabet. Continuing the acronym pattern of joining letters from both ends of the alphabet gives us Gar, Gimel Reish. The third day of Pesach is the same day of the week as the following Rosh Hashanah. Note that because Rosh Hashanah cannot begin on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, this implies that Pesach can never begin 2 days earlier, that is, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. This leads to the phrase Lo Badu Pesach, parallel to Lo Adu Rosh. But note that there is no independent limitation on the day of Pesach, beyond the limitation that we already know on the day when Rosh Hashanah begins. The acronym of the Shulchan Aruch continues with Dak, Dalid Kuf, indicating that the fourth day of Pesach is the same day of the week as the following Simcha Torah, or Kriyat HaTorah in Chutz Laretz. There follows Hatz, Hei Tzadi, linking the fifth day of Pesach and Tzom Yom HaKippurim, same day of the week. And finally, Vav Pei, indicating that the days of the week of the sixth day of Pesach and the previous Purim are the same. Many have pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch's pattern can be continued in our day to Zayin Ayin, because the seventh day of Pesach always comes out on the same day of the week as Hei Iyar, 2 weeks later, the date of Yom HaAtzma'ut with an Ayin, when this holiday is observed on its proper date. Because of the variation in the length of Mar Cheshvan, Chanukah in the following month is the only holiday which can come out on more than 4 different days of the week. And in fact, it can begin on any day of the week except for Tuesday.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.